Well, Zara, not riding, new mum, but here to enjoy the sport.
Yeah, I was here Thursday and Friday and watched at home yesterday, and came today, so great. It was a great competition and really enjoyable to watch.
It's a competition like we haven't seen for years and years. I mean, what a turnaround.
I think, you know, everyone's forgotten, how it should be at Four Star, and we were saying, last year that we wanted it to be a proper Four Star, and Giuseppe's done that, and the track was great yesterday, and at Four Star you should, when a mistake happens you shouldn't be able to get away with it, maybe once but not the second time, and that's kind of what happened yesterday. And the guys that were, had a great round, it looked amazing, and if you did make a mistake, you did, the course punished you for it.
Did you walk the course?
I did, yeah.
And what would you have thought if you'd had to go round it?
I would have loved to have ridden round it, because mine kind of needs some big fences to shut him up a bit, because he gets quite cocky. So he needs to be, at a track and say, right, look, we're at Four Star, here we are. These are big fences to kind of back him up a bit. So it would have been great for him, but I wouldn't have been fit enough to do it yesterday.
No, and how's that all going? Because how old is Mia now?
She's 4 months, it's just getting back slowly and trying to get my fitness back to where it was where I left off, and
core
the same
strength.
With the horses. Yeah. And it's just, I haven't not ridden for that long in ever, I don't think.
Yeah, it's lovely though, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's great, and she's really good, and but it's, it's nice to get back out and do both now.
Yes, doing both. It's quite a struggle, and I guess you've got a lot of support.
Yeah, I do have a lot of support, and I've got a great team who have been keeping my horses going for me as well, so I couldn't have done it without them either.
So a little look at you and your horses. When are you going to, I know you're back competing already, aren't you? And so what about your next Mappinton, for example, or your next Four Star?
Hopefully I have something to go to Burley at the end of the year. Just trying to get them back up to a good consistent level and going really well, so that we've got all the chances to do well at the top level, really.
Is it sort of nice though being here and being able to just relax a little bit?
Yeah, yes and no. You always want to be riding, and but I wouldn't have wanted to have ridden being sort of half fit. You have to be, this is the top of our sport, and you need to be 100%, so I would love to have ridden, but not yet.
Later. Yeah. And what about the results here? Are you pleased for Sam? Were you backing anyone in particular?
We're all pretty close in the renting. Everyone is doing the same thing every day, and it's hard enough as it is. Fantastic result for Sam. He's had a good horse in Happy Times, but he wasn't always a good show jumper. So for him to have such a good round show jumper with just one down and actually win and have the jumping part of our, the eventing really coming out, I think, it was fantastic. And Ollie's done really well. The guys
and Harry
after two broken elbows, yeah. Unbelievable. So he had a fantastic round yesterday. He's always good across country, so I thought it was a great competition, and really that is what our sport should be about, really.
Sam actually cried before he even knew he'd won, just at the performance of his mare.
Yeah, I know, because again, he's Happy Times is a fantastic horse, but he was always, the last phase was always a tough phase for him, so to have something that he can really be competitive on at the end of the competition is pretty emotional anyway.
Yeah. Well, thanks for chatting with me, Zara, and you get to relax now.
Yeah, hopefully see you soon.
Yeah, thank you.
No worries.